Friday. Friday. Alrighty. How are you? How you doing, Brennan? Good old Brennan. Brennan Vogel. That's right. Brennan. Well, they say there's a reason I'm going to tell you what just happened a half an hour ago. First, I thought, why do I want to tell everybody this? Because they say if it's mentionable, it's manageable. Now, you got to break down. There's like a different reasons that certain people get upset. Certain people, finances don't bother them, but relationship problems bother them. Other people can handle certain things and they can't handle others. For me, I can handle people pretty well. I'm usually pretty patient. I understand that my friends put up with my flaws, so you always got to remember to put up with your friends' flaws. Because your friends don't love you to death because you're perfect. So that stuff I'm pretty good with. And, you know, like on the show a lot, I play as you'll hear the way this show opens up today, you'll hear the professor that was speaking and stuff like that to remind myself certain things in life, what's important and what's not. But where I have a problem is with organization. Now, not just organization like, oh, the house has to be neat, different than that. Financial organization, things balancing. I don't like getting bills. I paid that already. I should have, you know what I mean? So that stuff's hard for me to handle. And I had this situation. Remember, if it's mentionable, it's manageable. About a half an hour ago, I was calling up to cancel. I have to tell you this, even though it doesn't seem important. I have an appliance protection program here in my house. You know, it covers the dishwasher, the washer, all that garbage, and the garbage disposal. And I wanted to cancel my parents at their house and put it in their name because my mom and dad said, just put it in our name. That way the bill will come right to our house. So I went to do it. Seems simple. Without getting into the details, it turned into the biggest fiasco. Oh, you have to do, you can't, you have to call. Well, can they, and then I wanted to make sure once I canceled it, could they turn around and get it again? Because all I wanted to do was call up and switch where the bill goes to. But here again, that's not, the details of it are so unimportant, but you get the gist of it. You've had something like this happen with the cable company or the phone company. You want to do the most simple thing, and then it turns whatever it is. Now, that's where I have a hard time, and I want to work on it because I got so mad. I don't even know if mad is the right word, but frustrated, because my head can only handle – we're going to talk about this on next week's show, but in my head, it can only handle so much. So literally my head will start to hurt. Like my neck or the crown of my head, and I'm like, oh, and I'm scratching my head. It's just like, it's not good. Majority of the time, this doesn't happen. But when it does, and I'm usually pretty good. It's been 3 years since I did what I did today. I'll tell you what I did. I picked up a chair, and I broke it. I don't like doing that. I haven't done that in a while. And by the way, when I used to do it in the past, I used to take a cell phone and throw it against the wall. It pretty much was always the same type of thing, trying to deal with something. It was never because of somebody bothered me or anything anybody in my family did. That stuff, I take a time out, which can be marvelous and marvelous. I'm never using the word marvelous again. I should re-record this whole thing. No one will be hearing me say the word marvelous. I like how I laugh at my own opening. But anyway, maybe we'll talk about it on next week's show with Graham Elwood. But like I said, I guess I just mentioned it because I put it out there. Now we got to talk about it on next week's show. But I didn't like that I did that. But I'm fine now. Now I'm totally fine. But we'll get into the details of it, of what it is. Different people have different things that they can handle. My dad was great. I probably am a lot like my dad. My dad would organizational things sometimes. And not just, like I said, not just neat things, but other things like that. But in the big things in life, you know, if something happened, I remember one time I wrecked the car and it genuinely wasn't my fault and I was scared shitless. And my dad was always great with that stuff. So I probably have a lot is from him, that type of stuff. Anyway, we'll talk about it next week. I think it'll be an interesting, at least food for thought. Our guest next week is Graham Elwood. This week was Chris Fairbanks. Now, I already liked Chris Fairbanks, but I like him even more now. He was so great. You know, a lot of times it's easier to have the people you already know on the show because you're comfortable with them. Now, even though I know him, I've never done the show with him. But the advantage of bringing new people on is then you have, well, we have Chris Fairbanks now, and I hope he does the show a lot because he was so easy to hang out with. He was fun. He did bits. If I was serious, he went with that. Just perfect guest. Had a lot of fun. He's a good man. So anyway, that's it. It was a fun show today. We'll talk next week. I don't know why I'm laughing, because it just sounded funny. We'll talk next week. You're good. Take a deep breath. I'm proud of you. Maybe I'm telling you all this stuff because I feel bad for breaking that chair. You know the worst thing about breaking stuff is when you're also very neat is you got to immediately start cleaning it up. But I'm in a good headspace now. It was so temporary. That's what's so, you know, it just happens and then it's gone and I'm all right now. And I'm even better that I'm glad I'm talking about it because that means I want to do something about it. Even though that doesn't happen that often and literally it's been a long time. It can't happen. That's not good. That's not good. I don't want to be that person. Alrighty, I think this opening was probably too long, but enjoy the show. Goodbye. What's up? Goodbye. Aristotle, roll it in.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Find your passion and follow it. And if there is anything I have learned in my life, you will not find that passion in things. And you will not find that passion in money. Because the more things and the more money you have, the more you will just look around and use that as the metric, and there will always be someone with more. So your passion must come from the things that fuel you from the inside. And in my experience, no matter what you do at work, what you do in official settings, that passion will be grounded in people.
The Todd Glass Show on the Nerdist Network.
Now, we've played that before, but I wanted to play it again. You can always remind yourself how important that is. Randy, his name is Randy. What's his name, young Jake?
Randy Posh.
Hold on, say it.
Hold on, we have him. Go ahead, say it again.
His name is Randy Posh, Todd.
That's our producer. He's in the other room, so he just talks, you know. It's like the real shows. Say it again.
His name is Randy Posh, Todd.
Now you're doing it the right rhythm. You know what he see when he realized what I wanted. His name is like Todd at the end. Sounds like the guy's in the other room. Like what's just hey like maybe I'll do it again. Hold on. What time is it that we have to be out of here today, young Jake?
Closing time 8:30, Todd.
Yeah, Todd at the end. That's the way you got to do it. All right, listen. His name is Randy Posh. He that was his speech, and he did. I'm saying this because I don't think it's a sad way to start out the show. I think the fact that we're remembering him is actually the opposite of sad. That was 2008. He did die of cancer, and that was when he had not that much time left making a speech at a university. Well, obviously, we've played that on the show a few other times, but I thought I should know his name. His name is Randy Posh, right, young Jake?
Randy Posh.
I said Posh.
Randy Posh.
You know, it'd be great in the middle of the speech. I go fucking punch him, proving I soaked in nothing. All right, so Randy, I'm going to get a few things out of the way. Our guest today is Chris Fairbanks.
Thank you.
Sitting right across the street from me.
A little moment there. I feel
not right across the street, but across the table.
No, I'll come across in a minute. Man, these walkie-talkies are clear.
Mandy, do you ever hear of May I Mandy? No. Anyway, listen. So we're going to get to you in a little. Give me 10 minutes. But today,
10 minutes? Okay.
There's not that much serious stuff on today's show. And weigh in if you want, you know. I'm going to get this out of the way, too, because then I'm going to breathe a lot easier. Patrick Roddy, right, is the one that made us the light box a long time ago. And I think there might be some pictures of it on the Facebook page. He brought in a stained glass mirror that says The Todd Glass Show. It is so beautiful.
It's really nice.
It really is. And it was so kind and it was so nice and so appreciated that somebody sat down and put that much energy and love into something and brought it to the show. So believe me, it is so much appreciated. Part of me wants to hang it here, as we talked about before the show started, but part of me also wants to bring stuff like that. Well, I'm not going to start listing what stuff stays here and what stuff goes home, because then somebody other listeners going, wait a second, that thing I sent in stays at the studio. But very appreciated. Patrick, what's your do you have a website where people can go? You don't sell this, do you? Or do you?
No, I've just been making it for fun.
Well,
stained in the glass is my Tumblr.
That's okay. I don't think it's going to help that much. Remember last week you started moving mics around, young Aristotle? Not young Aristotle, it's young Jake Aristotle. Say that again, what you said again?
Stainingtheglass.com is where my Tumblr is. Like pain in the
Stainingtheglass.com. Say, I keep interrupting you. Say it again.
It's like pain in the
It's like pain in the ass, but it's stainintheglass.com, and they can look at some of your work.
That's where I post pictures.
Well, somebody wants to order something. Would you do that?
Oh, there's an ask thing on there. Sure, you can get a hold of me.
Okay. Well, this is thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. That's very kind, right?
Yeah, that's really nice. It's beautiful. It's well-made, well-crafted.
Chris, and I'm going to do one other thing before I, just to let you know that we're glad you're here. Now, Chris Burden is, Chris Burden is back in Atlanta for a while. Just doing some family stuff. He just had his last class, I guess you could say. So he is missed, and hopefully he'll be back. But we don't. I think he'll be back, but you don't know when you're 20 years old, and you know, or is he 21 now? He might be 21 now. You don't know where life is taking you. So I don't mean to be so dramatic about it.
Well, I mean, when you're 21, you really don't know because you've started drinking.
Well, he started drinking way before he was 21. I hope his parents.
Well, I mean, I just mean once it's legal, you really start drinking a lot, and it doesn't stop, as far as I know or have experience.
What if you think everybody's? You go, oh, and then it stops, and then eventually you just throw up every night.
Yeah, and then you're in a sleeping bag with a curb as a pillow, and that's the way you live your life. And occasionally, you talk to your parents, and one shoe doesn't match the other. You're about 5'9", and your face starts to look just like mine. Right? That's everyone, right?
Everybody?
That's everybody? Yes.
Hold on. Here we go. So the reason that this isn't coming on as smooth as it usually does, because I think eventually we'll put someone in Chris's seat, and we will call it Chris's seat. I just want to get this. I am sweating. We got the air cranked in here, but it hasn't chilled down.
I just want you to know, all this intro stuff, all your speeches and everything, I don't really have anywhere to be until 8.
We're going
to
talk about where you have to be.
Which is fine. So I'll just patiently, while you got, you got your phone to leap through. And
Chris Fairbanks, Chris Fairbanks, Chris Fairbanks on the Todd Glass Show. Chris Fairbanks on the Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show.
Now,
I almost started crying.
That's from your first CD, right?
That's me. That's me whistling. That's Henry playing guitar.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
And
so I just whistled a song. Henry did orchestrated the rest of it. Then you repurposed it.
Jingle Joe, who we love, went today, and I said, can you do something for Chris Fairbanks, because Lynn's out of town, and
amazing.
And so I had to play it right from my phone.
I want a copy. Oh, let's hear it again.
Chris Fairbanks, Chris Fairbanks, Chris Fairbanks on the Todd Glass Show.
All righty.
God,
so
that's so cool.
Thank you. What? Can I tell you, I'm starting to love you more than I already did because you appreciate the goddamn jingles.
Of course I appreciate. That was amazing.
I don't want to say anything, but one of our guests.
Chris Hardwick.
No.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you mention it?
I'm sorry. No, I don't know. I know that he's the ringmaster, and I just...
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, it's Chris Hardwick.
Oh, no.
Oh, Chris, what's up?
Yank him.
Ah, nuts.
Yank him.
That happened fast.
He does, he's a direct feed into the room.
I forgot he always talks like it's the 1970s.
No, this is, excuse me.
Yank him.
This is my phone voice.
You know what's hilarious? Is I mean, I don't want to hold a mirror up to the show. That was you just then. And I did not see your mouth looking. I'm looking at your face.
Oh, were you serious?
But you were hidden behind the mic, and I really thought, I didn't think it was Chris Hardwick, but I thought, okay, not only did you prepare that jingle, you also prepared a fake Chris Hardwick call,
right?
Because you knew that I'd mention him. You know that I have beef with him. I don't have beef with him. Oh, there, that's good. I'm glad that. Did we get that snort?
I heard you. I thought.
God, jeez. I get one deviated septum surgery, and they just installed a cartoonish snort. Like, that's all that was. My face hurt for a month. It's like, allergies, I've all quit snoring? Oh, yeah, all that. Anything else? Yeah, you might snort like a cartoon guy with your belongings in a kerchief with clown makeup burping bubbles.
Can I tell you, and believe me, I'm not trying to make myself sound like, someone that doesn't once in a while have a... Well, I don't have a laugh at someone else's expense. If you see someone walking down the street and you make a comment, you make your friends laugh, that's not at their expense.
No.
So this has to do with when people have a funny laugh in the audience. Now, look, if I presume only because it's past, that they're doing it to get attention, which hasn't happened that often, once in a while, I've smelled it a little. I went, no, don't try to. But if I just believe they're having a good time and they let their guard down, I never make fun of somebody's laugh. And look, this is the rule for me. Now, I'm so emphatic about it, it sounds like I think it should be a rule for every comedian, but it's not. I'm not taking someone when they are basically naked. And if it's a girl, because whatever, societally, it's not right, but it's for a girl, it might be more embarrassing to let us snort. No fucking way am I throwing her under the bus.
No.
Or him or whoever it is. I just go, hey, folks, you think I'm going to make fun of that? That's somebody that let their guard down, and that's what happens, and that's what I live for. I defend them.
What if you think of something funny? Like, you hear the snort and then go, well, it sounds like someone's enjoying the discarded corn cobs in the trough. You make a pig joke. What if there's a great pig joke that pops into your head? Has nothing to do with this whore. I'm just kidding. No, she's a nice girl. That's me. I was... Ah, see? That song makes me seem like such a nice guy.
That's why I have to play it. Henry said he says some mean things. You better have some gentle music to follow it up.
Oh, I don't.
He didn't say. We said nice things about you.
No, I'm just... I mean,
I like you.
A woman of the night.
Don't interrupt.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so I'm going to get some stuff out of the way. And then also, Steve Fine Arts. We haven't even started yet.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I don't have anywhere to be for a while.
Steve Fine Arts is here. And then young Jake Adams is here. Patrick is here, obviously. And Aristotle. Now, Katie is usually here, but Aristotle works with Katie now. And so he's been doing the show the last 2 weeks. How about that name, Aristotle?
Do you find that people, they have preconceived expectations of you with a name like Aristotle?
They like to say.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, so are you really smart? I'm like, not really.
See, I had a friend whose name was Odysseus.
Oh, I can hear the ring.
He'd always go, hey, I'm Odysseus. And he'd say it in a way that he's like proud of his own name, like he had just gotten it. And everyone would look at him like, nah, you're full of shit, no matter what.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, America. We'll be back. Okay. I don't know. It was a good bumper. Okay, so listen. So here's what we're going to do it. By the way, shut up. I hear you. All right, so we talked about that. Look at Aristotle slowly moving his mic back away from his mouth. Let me go nice and slow here and get through the stuff. It's the same thing every week, Jesus. But it's fun every week.
It's about 10 minutes. It's starting now? Or?
Well, we're started technically, but...
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be a fun show. I'm with you, the people. We're here together. Let's make this special. That's why I open playing that, because you can't hear what... what was his name again? Seriously.
His name is Randy Posh.
Randy Posh. Randy Posh. What he said in that opening thing, I should wake up every day and hear it. Invest in people. that no one's on their deathbed going, oh, I wish I would have bought more stuff.
Right.
I could have hung out with my friends. Hey, I love my friends. I could have hung out with them a little less and had some more stuff. Now, I get it. I've said this before. That's no shit type of stuff I'm saying. Yeah, we get it. We get it. You know, we don't need the poster of the cat that says, hang in there, baby, to inspire us. I don't give myself credit for knowing what he said was brilliant. I give myself credit when I apply it. That's why I need to hear it every day. So I'm not giving myself a star. I'm reminding myself, play that every day, and I already soak in my friends, but soak them in more. Yeah. So treat your friends like Coke and snort them fucking up every day.
I mean, that seems harsh.
Yeah, suck them. Treat your friends like a whore, and you fuck them. Fuck them.
Okay, well, that's how I guess if you're talking about the level at which I enjoy my friends,
treat your friend like you know what I mean, like a dog's dick and suck it.
Yeah,
suck
like
that dick.
Really
suck that dick.
Indulging. The whoriest of Vegas dogs and fucking like that's how much you should love your friend.
You understand what I'm saying?
That sweet.
Chris Fairbanks is our guest. We'll be back. All right. So I'm going to read this quote that Eric Olson. Eric, how you doing out there? Eric moved back to Minneapolis. I like to get the cities wrong. I don't know where he's at. My grandmother. This is my never ending love of quotes like this. This is his quote, and it's gone in my book. Available through Simon & Schuster this June. We got the release date of the book. June. A year from now. Oy, oy, oy. It's all right, though. My grandmother is a racist. You hear this? Does that mean she's a bad person? I mean, it was a different time back then. Really? Is she older than Abraham Lincoln? Yeah. I might have not read that. He wrote it like it sounds like a great quote. He right. took something that he said in a long conversation and cleaned it up. So when people go, it was a sign of the times, she was older. Hey, so Abraham Lincoln. Is she older than Abraham Lincoln?
Right.
So there's no fucking excuse. Now, whether you argue it, no, I get it. If you're at a Christmas dinner, we've talked about that a million times, you might not be able to bring it up. But no, inwardly at least. Hey, and if you choose to bring it up to her in a polite way that you feel could be sort of soaked in from her. Some people approach their grandparents on things, and grandparents can change or at least stop their behavior around other people. I'm not talking about when they're 100 or, you know, they're not aware. But if you decide not to say anything, at least know that, no, that's not an excuse. Because Abraham Lincoln, you know, he was back then too. So anyway, there's that.
Sometimes old people just say racist things. I remember telling my grandma that you can't say colored. And she said, well, I'm not going to say black. That's really offensive. And I'm like, oh, no, it's better.
She,
like, really?
Yeah,
I thought colored was more.
Colored was the gentler term, which to me, in hindsight, seems even worse now because it was trying to be better. You know what I mean? Like colored. The colored. What do you mean colored? What color are they? Colored. They're colored. We're clear the way we're supposed to be, and they're colored in black. They're colored. What do you mean they're colored? Anyway, I get it. Anyway. I just had a huge cup of coffee. I feel good. I actually read a quote today that Robin Williams said. He goes, I used to be afraid that I would end up all alone. Now I was more, and then I realized I was more afraid. The worst, just to take the quote and fuck it. I used to think the worst thing in the world, I'm doing this by memory, people listening. Most people do listen to the show because we don't, you know, that's the way we do it. I used to think the worst thing in the world was to end up all alone. Then I realized the worst thing in the world was to end up with people that make you feel all alone. And that's all in your power.
Yeah.
So I like that, too. We'll read this next week. We read Eric's. All right, here we go. Everything's good.
In about 10 minutes?
No, I'll be right with you.
It's all right. It's all right. Just got to show it at some point. About 8 o'clock. That
oh, guess what? It's Matt. It's Matt. It's Matt. Oh, look, Matt, you got a wife that loves you. Because I bumped into, well, no, I didn't bump into her at a show, but Matt Peters, Matt Peters, it's his birthday.
Hey.
Matt Peters in the birthday. Matt Peters. Matt.
Hub, 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 hub.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Reverb.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Matt
Peters.
Happy birthday. listening to the Todd Glass Show across the byways and highways of America. Todd voted Glass number one by the Podcasters Association of America. Suck it, you fucking pieces of shit. I'm going hardcore. I'm getting my goddamn podcast back to number one again. Fuck it. I'm going very edgy. Fuck it. Fuck. Fuck it. You think I like today? I look down. We're not even in. Some people go, should you admit this? Should you not admit it bothered you? I know the way to grow with an audience is to be honest, even though sometimes you think, it did bother me a little bit. Not in the top 100 today. Oh, you know, really? A podcast, comedy podcast.
And you used to be at what?
Well, I always said, as long as I'm in the top 100. Even when I was like in the beginning, the first week out, you're number one. A long time ago, I got it, and I'm not stupid. You're not ahead of people because you have more listeners than them, because you're just ahead because I was a new podcast. I got that. I wasn't like, look at me. But I go, so from very early on, I remember just saying, if I'm in the top 100, I'll be happy. And eventually that didn't happen today.
Yeah.
First time ever, at least I looked. So can people do anything to – it doesn't even matter. I just – folks, it's all I ask for is that when I'm scrolling through that thing, I'm in the top 100. Go there, write reviews. There's no way to get you back on, is there? Reviews don't do it, do they?
Subscribe to the podcast.
Oh, subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, the host of the Bitter Buddha coming in. Thank you. Subscribe.
Subscribe and review, yeah, and rate it.
I started doubting myself today. I went, because I don't care what one person, if overall I do something and there's six people that write an email, that we've talked about a billion times. I don't care. But if, let's say, 100% of the podcast listeners, or like most of them, or 90% are like, we love Todd, but today I went, should I maybe address, find out if there is one of those things? Yeah. Could it be? No.
No.
Just do what you love. And then that audience will come. With what I do, it's going to happen slowly.
I mean, there's critique. There's tips that people may have.
Oh, what are they?
Help the show.
You think so?
I mean, just off the top of my head, and I'm just making things up here. But maybe when you have a guest, to utilize.
You like the jingle? That's the way I shut you up. Listen.
From the top of the.
Shh.
That's me.
Shh. Oh, you get gentle all of a sudden.
I mean,
you think you like the show?
The more I think about it,
there's nothing wrong.
This show is perfect.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what came over. I feel like there's birds on my shoulders. I don't think I've ever been on a podcast that made me think animated bluebirds were landing on my shoulders and helping me get dressed.
Do you think we should be dirtier on the show? That would get more listeners? Like, curse more?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want.
Could you curse more today? Like, when I talk to you, just curse for no reason.
I said colored. that's the worst word I know of. It's my point. That's right. The worst thing a person can say.
Listen. We got to
back in the good graces.
Let me get this stuff out of the way.
Okay.
And then I'm going to I need help on my iPad. If there's someone out there, there's a thing where you can write with your fingernail or by a pen, cuz I like to look at my list in front of me. I have a certain way on a piece of paper that I arrange my day. Calls are on this side, things to do are over there. I want to get rid of my fucking dumb binder. That's why I said fuck, what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
This fucking dumb cocksucking binder. This fucking, this big-titted fucking shit fucking binder I got. Oh my God, the ratings are going. Aristotle, Young Jake, can you see the ratings in there? Are they going up
at
all?
Is there a spike?
Can you see a spike?
Ratings are going up, Tom.
Hold on, let me turn your mic up. What did you say?
Ratings are on the up, Todd.
Thank you. Turn your mic off. All right, so listen. So I need someone that maybe there's a program, and I just need someone that goes, I know that. I can sit down with you for half an hour, email me. It's a program where, I can write it and arrange it. You can also write it and then tap it, and it turns into text. It turns into print. What I mean?
That's amazing.
So basically, if someone out there goes, I know the iPad, I could sit down with Todd, email me. Okay, let's move past that. Somebody said, okay, there's that. People personal. Oh, let's wrap up the Paula Deen thing. No, not the Paula. Yeah, the government last week. This will take literally 45 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe a minute. I want to wrap up the conversation me and Tom had about the government. Is it the people? Is it? I've said last week, I go, it's very hard for me to weigh in on that when it gets into what the government does that's good, what they do that's bad. I tend to think that usually people that meet in the middle are the most brilliant, because that's a harder place to be if you're all the way to the right or all the way to the left, unless you're all the way to the – I don't even know right or left. But my point is that I don't take that on. I did get three emails that were incredibly kind and patient and did shed a lot of light on it. It made some had points that I made, some had points that Tom had. But I'm going to leave it at this, and I'm picking up my paper. For me, I don't like to write off the government as an excuse not to be, as a society, responsible. So I'm just going to back off. I'm better at just trying to remind people to have personal decency and personal responsibility. And I don't want to be one of those people, which, by the way, Tom is not, that goes, oh, the government, or thinks it's sort of like the world's a lost cause. There's nothing you could do anymore. It's all the same. I get why people feel that way. But I can't go down there because I still think as a society we can do great things. So my plight always is just to remind people to be, you know, decent, fair to each other, and personal responsibility. That I don't want to just write it off like, it's all the same. It's all so. I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay, so there's that. Anything you want to say about
that? No. I think you're right. I think most people, like, you play that quote that you played, and most people would agree with it, and then 10 minutes later forget it. So I think the key is, reminding yourself that that's what you also think.
Yes, and not blaming it on the government. Even though they are responsible and they do things we like, we don't like, and we're like, is there truth to that? They're all the same. Yes, I get it. But I still remind – just my plight in life is to just – people can still do amazing things, and the government has done great things, and I know the government is the people and all that. So let's move on.
It says that on our money, I think.
What did you say?
It says that on our money. No, carry on.
You're right.
Government, are we the people?
Chris Fairbanks. All right. So, okay, one more thing, two more things, actually. But the next one you weigh in on, and then we're free form.
Okay.
I have not one note. I have two things to talk about, then nothing. That's how much faith I put in you. Do not fuck this show up.
Okay, now something like that puts a lot of pressure on
me. It does. I'm sorry.
Pressure. It's okay.
Should we edit this out?
Well, no. Now I'm just going to talk willy-nilly without even... I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth right now. But
willy-nilly? I told you to curse. Our ratings are going down. Willy-nilly? Come on.
Yeah, now I'm going to talk fuckity-fucksticks. You know that phrase. Don't you, new kids?
Everybody does. Fuckity-fuckstick. We'll be back, America. You're listening to The Todd Glass Show. Our guest is the always funny. All right. Somebody wrote me an email, and they were basically saying, I'm going to answer this very quickly because I said I would, and then right after I said I would, I thought, oh, do I want to deal with this week? Because I want it's not a big issue, but it's I'm going to try to take a stab at it real quickly. They're only 30 years old, this person, and they're complaining Sarah. The name is Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And they're only 30 years old, but they're at a workplace now where they're complaining that the 20-year-olds come in and they don't have any respect for the 30-year-olds. Like, and right away, I thought this. I go, let me tell you something. There's as many 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds that are stubborn. They don't want to have a mutual respect for anybody. So it's not only 20-year-olds, it's 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds. But if you want to meet those young people, it's funny that this is a 30-year-old writing this. You'd think but hey, I get it. You're 30 years old. You're in the workplace. You've been in there a while. When a 21-year-old comes in or 22, you know, that's a big difference at that age. So I don't laugh at that or negate that. But if you – I know this isn't funny. We'll deal with it and then we'll move on. If you want to meet the 20-year-olds that have an appreciation for you, that realize there's things to be learned each way, you're the adult. You're the older person. Go out of your way to show them that you appreciate what they know. Because let me tell you something. I know that the 30-year-old and the 40-year-old and the 50-year-old has something to bring to the table. But so do they. So do fucking they. So do the younger people have something to bring to the table. When harmony happens, it's when both parties realize that. You bring this to the table and I bring that to the table, and together we're brilliant. But if you want to meet those – now, if you throw kindness to every 20-year-old and you go out of your way that's coming in there, or 22 or whatever, I'm not saying everyone's going to light up and respect you back. But if you want to find the ones that will, you better – don't give up just because you show two kindness and then they still shit on you. No.
Yeah.
No, that's not the way it fucking goes. If you want to meet the 10% of them that will have harmony with you, and you'll have a mutual respect for each other, and you can respect what they bring to the table, and they'll you can't just decide because they can do the same. Let me finish my sentence. I realized when I listened to the podcast, you can't just decide because you were nice to two and then give up, because you're not going to meet the ones that do respect you. Be nice to them. Show them respect. Show them that you appreciate what they bring to the table as a young person, things that you don't have the ability to bring to the table. And then you'll meet the ones, even if it's only 10% of them, the new ones, that respect you. But this, it sounded in the email like they're writing it off. People lose me when they go kids today.
Yeah.
If someone talks about bad service, I'll talk about it for an hour with them. I love it. But when they go, yeah, back in the day, lost me,
yep.
Lost me. There was always shitty service.
Yeah.
So that's my point with that. And when I say when it comes to betting on youth, I always bet on youth. Because I'm not talking about what an adult has to teach a child, like as far as the responsibilities of life and don't drink and drive and respect that. That's I get that.
You're talking down to someone then.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're talking about relating also to realizing that young people have something to offer. Like with me, when I meet a 20-year-old, I like to wear cool sunglasses, maybe pop up my collar, try and talk about new bands.
Who just isn't. Well, Chris, I don't know if you're the popping up the collar. I don't.
No. You know, I do like kids do. I take a cardigan. I tie it loosely in front. I'd ride my bike by. I'm like, can you do a wheelie? I can, and I'll pop a wheelie. You know, these kids.
Find your passion and follow it.
Is this what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
In my life, you will not find that passion in things.
So when
had he not died, he would have continued to say, pop a wheelie in front of kids. I'm sorry I mentioned that he died.
Everyone knows.
He died. Yeah, okay.
I like that. I like what you're saying. We're on a little different. You bang that one more time. I'm going to come over there. It's like you did it on purpose. Did you do it on purpose? Oh, you were getting ready to say who it was. It's Josh is who it is, right? Josh? Oh my God, it's like he's taunting me over there. Put that in your lap from now on. It's like you're grabbing at it. Are you done with this? he puts his phone on the table and then he grabs it like a monkey.
Yeah. I noticed that.
No, you did not.
All the monkey grabbing going on in here? Who can't notice it?
Are you serious? Be the guy who overly agrees with me. Are you serious that you noticed it?
Oh, I noticed.
Oh, it's not just me?
No, monkey grab city.
Oh my God, did you notice a lot of monkey grabbing?
Yeah, I did.
How about you, Patrick? Aristotle?
You bet your ass.
Everyone's in agreement.
Yeah. All right, Jake was right. We made a bet that I would unnecessarily accuse him of something and see if anyone defended him. There was no monkey grabbing going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To throw him under the bus.
All right, let me move on here.
Oh, man, that's...
This is what I got up.
Sorry, Jake.
All right. Okay, so I said that about the third... Oh, what I was saying was, I'm not talking about what adults have to teach children. Obviously, I don't negate that when you're especially with a parent and a child, there's a lot to learn. But I always bet towards youth because this society moves forward because youth is smart. And look, if I'm wrong, I'm dead fucking wrong, but I may as well fucking, I'd rather be dead. No, I want to be. I'm right.
Yeah.
I might say it a little wrong, but if somebody emails me, I learn how to tweak it and come back on and go, that's what I meant. So the reason I clarified that, because I thought about this yesterday, if I go, kids are always right, I don't mean in the sense of where adults can teach children. But if you realize the brilliance in children and where they move this society forward, you're better off because it's usually that's what happens. Younger people come along, they're more open-minded, and they move this society forward. That doesn't mean they don't make mistakes. Okay, everyone understands what I mean. A gentleman by the name of this is the last thing here on this part of it. They're going to do like a comic book based on the few podcasts. Ours one of them, and they where did I put their Tyler, good old Tyler and Chase. Who do you think's older, Tyler or Chase?
I think Tyler is being. Yeah, he's got to be older. That's an older name. Chase. He's a kid.
Chase is the younger one.
He's got his collar popped up. Chase. He's just a kid.
Don't you think, like, the people that listen to our show, don't they sound cool? You know what I mean? Like, they're young and Chase and Tyler. Sure. Yeah. We don't have Mildreds listening to this show.
No.
No, that's the other podcast.
Step aside, Gertrude. Listen to your ham radio.
We're listening to Chris Fairbanks. So move aside, Gertrude, and put your ham radio
in your picnic basket. Have an outdoor meal.
Yeah, what do they listen to those other podcasts? This is a very young audience.
Oh, yeah.
This is the truth, I swear to you. I was at the Coffee Bean, and a little mother had the headsets on her baby. Say baby, a three-year-old.
Sure.
I go, what type of music? She goes, he listens to the Todd Glass Show.
No way.
And I was like, I'm Todd Glass. She goes, shut the fuck up.
Not in front of the baby, I hope you just said.
He was listening to the Todd Glass Show.
You're kidding.
Now you might think, why didn't she recognize me?
Because it's just your voice on a podcast? There's no video?
She never saw what I look like.
Oh, wow.
She goes, I have to be honest, when I heard you ordering
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's a true story. You know I'm kidding, right?
Totally, yeah. Totally. But, I mean, wouldn't it be great if that actually happened?
He loves the Todd Glass Show.
Just a bit, and we're yelling the C word.
Well, kids, you know, there's worse things for kids to hear. C-word. Look at me searching around
the
board. So anyway, Tyler and Chase. What do you want your superhero? Now you're here today, so guess what? You'll get to be. You'll get to be in the series because you're here today. Just worked out.
Oh, that's great.
So what would you?
Timing is everything, right, everybody? What am I part of?
Well,
no, I don't care. I'm excited.
How do you like the new show? I think the ratings are climbing.
Excited
already.
To be upboard. Upboard.
What do you want your superpower to be?
On deck. Well, of course, I want everyone to be able to. To be able to have the power to freeze everybody.
No, that's your superpower. You do something. The way I picture it, you put your hands out and you.
Yeah.
Well, no, your superpower is whatever you want it to be. What do you want yours to be?
Oh, okay. And it has to be for good?
Well, unless you can change it as the series goes on.
It's going to be boring. I want to fly like everyone else. I want to fly.
You know what?
I just want to fly. I'm sorry it's boring, but that would be the most.
It's not boring. Guess what? You know why it's not boring? Everybody wants to fly, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? It's not so boring when you get to do it. That's like going, I'm never going to ski because everyone skied. Yeah, but I fucking haven't. So I get you want to fly. I'm going to fly too.
Yeah.
We're all going to fly.
I don't care that you want to fly and I want to fly.
I don't care either.
If I ordered a chicken salad and you're like, I want chicken salad too.
I don't give a shit.
That's fine.
Matter of fact,
let's fly.
The first scene, how about we're all eating chicken salad?
Yeah, identical salad.
And we all fly. Now, hold on. So me and him want to fly.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to do?
I really want to fly, Todd.
Oh.
Who cares?
Is it all
right? Right? You want to fly. I want to fly. Young Jake?
Is there a possibility we can have a fourth flyer, Todd?
Oh, he doesn't even listen.
Is there a
reason? He's not listening to the show in there.
Jake is a hostage in a warehouse situation, right?
Jake is in the other room. We run this show like a real show. Our producer don't sit at the table. We let Katie and Aristotle, but young Jake sits in the other room.
Yeah, I can tell.
He laughs in here, though, somehow.
Yeah.
His laughter is in here sometimes, but his voice is in the other room.
It's amazing.
He's got a long neck.
Oh, right. He's one of those giraffe boys.
Thank you.
Some people, that's their special superpower. I want to have a giraffe neck while all my friends fly.
My super, in all seriousness, because we shouldn't joke about this.
No. Let's not joke about this.
My superpower, I don't want to hurt people, but I did say this, maybe if I had more time to think about it, like my fingers can tase people. Now I could set it on the lightest tasing, so light it would just be an annoying, like, zzz, maybe if they were loud on their cell phone. Because let me tell you something, like a dog, you know, I don't believe in the dogs with the collars.
I don't believe dogs even exist.
Thank you. I don't either.
Uh-uh.
I had a weird experience with a fake dog, Ursula. Never existed. You know, if someone would figure out, if every time they got on their phone and they were loud and went the first time, they'd be like, what the fuck? But after a while, they go, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't care if they can't put it together because that's, I'm doing it. They don't know who it is. Eventually, they'd go, I don't know what the fuck it is, but every time I'm like a little loud on my phone, I get, what are you doing about it? Well, for now, I'm just not talking so loud on my cell phone.
Perfect.
Anything would you and you would want
just
to fly?
Just a light. Yeah. I'd like to fly. I think a lot of us would.
You're right.
I want to tase people.
I just said
you
that.
You changed yours?
I like yours, Todd.
All right. Listen, young people are where it's at. Old people should die. And I think that's all we got. Guess what, America? We're done the opening. God, that opening just really, it's a lot of work.
Well, it was a long amount of work.
How long was that?
For a while.
It's been 37 minutes.
Yeah, you said 10 at front, but it ended up it ended up being filled with information.
This show is great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Once it
starts. Yay! 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 Our show is great.
Once it starts.
Oh, we have so much fun things to do today. We have so much. What is this? Oh my God! I don't know. Maybe I should play something. Yeah, play listen to this.
That's beautiful.
And I got more money.
No, not that.
God. Hold on. That was a combination of a murder and a porno.
Hold on. I want to play this.
You play. How about you play sounds and we guess what it is? Murder.
Before we do that, Young Jay, could you write this down? Just remind me that later. Remind me later that I want to write some other stuff down for that cartoon. Don't do that.
Wow.
Don't do that.
That's like 500 words a minute.
That bit. That's all you care about.
how fast he types? Damn right.
I want to play this, but I can't find it. I'm not giving up. I like you just the way you are. Is it this?
You're Billy Joel?
Oh, no, that's Mr. Rogers. Hold on.
Henry Phillips is so funny.
That's great.
Oh, Henry Phillips, what a funny fuck.
Yeah, he was here last week.
Yeah,
but
Chris
we
is here.
Chris was here.
Yeah,
here
yeah. Now. I mean, once we get started, I'll let it be known that I'm the guest. But, you know, we got all this preliminary stuff, I guess, that we have to go through.
Who's gonna water?
Now, this is a song about a guy that's going to miss his girlfriend. It sounds like it might be his... listen to this. This is a true song. Dr. Hook has a lot of sort of... I like a lot of his songs.
Dr. Hook?
Yeah, Dr. Hook. He's from...
The musical artist?
Well, he's from the 70s, I think, and he does like cover the Rolling Stones. They had a song called Walk Right In. Can you give me some echo? Even if I do it for 3 seconds, I need echo. I'm half kidding. Walk right in. Okay, that's it. Turn it off. sit right down. No, that's it. It's like walk. I played the song last week. Go listen to it. But this is a song. It's like, but I don't think it's mocking that it was a different era. So just listen to a little bit of it. It's a love song, and he's going to miss his girlfriend. But I don't know if it's for his girlfriend or his mom. But to George Carlin, I'm confused.
Who's going to water my plants? Who's going to patch my pants? And who's going to give me the chance to feel brand new?
Okay, that third one was nice, a chance to make me feel brand new, but... Then it goes back to house chores.
Who's gonna iron my shirts?
What?
You're a lazy asshole. Someone needs to tell him what love is.
Who's gonna plow my fields? Who's gonna walk the dog when it's cold? Who's gonna wipe up the floor? And who's gonna feed me while I'm wearing a diaper? Who's gonna chop my steak before another person feeds it my face? Let's listen to more of his song.
Who's gonna water my plants?
Okay, that's
so tender. Yeah, it's cute.
Who's gonna patch my pants?
Yeah, patch your
pants. Oh, I started it over.
Patch your pants.
And who's gonna...
I
wanted to rehear that, though.
I thought he was asking her again. Like, he was all upset again. Like he already said, we get it. How about the dry cleaners, you lazy fucking pile of shit?
Yeah, just because you're singing tenderly. If that was a heavy metal song, it would just be, water my plants and patch my...
Water my plants, patch my pants, get me something to eat. Where is she?
He's demanding.
Where is my wife? Where's my wife? Who the fuck is gonna water my fucking plants? Who's gonna patch my pants? I'm gonna go in the other room and write a song to try to. But I don't know what I'm gonna do without my wife.
But then you start singing and you're this nice tender guy.
God damn it! God. I don't know.
All right, we're recording.
We're recording.
Who's gonna water my plants?
Sounds nice now.
Who's gonna
You know what? Maybe this guy isn't an asshole.
Okay, I'm going to let it play through. I find out if I pause
it. I like that
it,
skit. I like the skit we just did.
I do too.
Yeah. We got really angry, and then we're in a studio.
Well, we're not done yet.
Oh, no. But this skit's got legs.
Chris Fairbanks, Chris.
I'm running that
just
one on my
proving
phone.
That was me whistling.
So I figured out if I pause it down here, it doesn't start the song all over again. But if I press pause in the box where the song is, then it starts all over. So let's listen to, let's let it breathe, as they say in the business, and find out what else he's going to miss. Okay, here we go.
They say that in the doctor business. Let's let it breathe.
What is your what does your dad do for a living?
It's a county tax appraiser, Missoula County, Pratt County of Revenue. He was an upholsterer for a while.
Seriously?
He wrote jokes for Sammy Shore.
Is that true?
Yeah, he made furniture. He designed board games.
Do you know there's a place called Sophie You Love, and there's like six stores around LA.
What's it called again?
Sophie You Love.
Oh, God.
And the kids came to my show once. This is back like probably 10 years ago. Their kids were like, the owner's kids were like in first year of college. They used to come to my show, and they go, yeah, my dad owns Sophie You Love. I'm like, really?
Wow.
I was moving into my home. I went up there. The guy took care of me. Sophie You Love.
Really?
And an upholsterer. Well, anyway, my point is I used to go into the back where they would make the sofas, and I had some patio furniture I needed some, like, pillows and stuff made for, and they made me all of those. That's amazing art, watching them work and not only build the furniture back there, but just, like, the upholstery part of it. Like, you see, that's...
Well, I don't know that my dad was that good at it.
Your dad's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Old people should die.
Yeah, he used to hit me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
But 20-year-olds, they're the future, according to you.
Well, I think
they are. I mean, yeah.
They are.
They really are.
Believe me.
On a time scale.
If I have to bet who's right, young people or old people... Not on the intricacies of the wisdom that you have as an older person. When it comes to where we should go as a society, young people aren't always going to be right. And young people are going to be dead fucking wrong. But guess what? I'm fucking voting on young people.
Yeah, because they're around longer.
And who's going to give me the chance to feel brand new?
That's the only nice thing he said so far.
How many chances are we going to give him?
Who's going to iron my shirt?
Yeah, you're the one that wrinkled it.
Who's going to kiss where it hurts?
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Put a Band-Aid on it.
Who needs a man?
I heard this guy falls on his dick every day. He falls on his dick. He comes home.
Who do I have to blow to get kissed where it hurts?
Yeah, I fell on my dick. Hey, who's going to kiss my dick?
It's scraped right at the tip.
When it hurts the way I do.
All right, listen to this. Let him sing.
Yeah, give him a chance.
If you want to whistle here, you can. If you want to put a little reverb. Oh, wait. When you feel it's appropriate.
That's because I'm blowing. I got to learn to suck whistle.
Okay, now here, listen up. Shh.
Who's gonna tune his guitar?
Who's gonna tune my guitar?
I think, steel guitars always sound like they're drunk.
Yeah.
Like if you could give a guitar whiskey.
Let's hear if he's got anything else.
Yeah. What are your other demands?
All right. You know what? I'm not waiting any longer.
I don't care who.
Bit's over.
Yeah.
So what do you think? That was a song written to his girlfriend?
I guess so. Not, who is that guy?
Not written ironically.
Dr. John?
Dr. John, yeah. No, Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook.
Had some good... I mean, there were some definitely some...
Did he know that name was taken?
What, Dr. Hook?
Yeah, it's a famous villain, Peter Pan's nemesis.
Who's this?
Peter Pan. Well, he's a boy, child that... He was a grown-up, but he also believes... Ooh, Cat Stevens?
Oh, shit, hold on. I'm sorry. There's nothing worse. With all the chaos in the show, the one chaos I apologize for is what just happened.
Technical.
Because in my head, it feels like too many sounds. I like clean. I don't want this plays and that plays, and I apologize for that. We're not editing it out,
you're
though.
You're pushing buttons with your big sausage fingers. That's not nice. I didn't come here to attack you. You've always been nice to me, and we have fun.
Okay.
But God, those fingers. Why have I wanted breakfast this whole time?
They're not.
Oh, links.
They Oh, you one night I was watching David Letterman and I saw his hands, a close up. I mean, he's 63, his hands are old.
Sure, zoom in.
And they zoomed in on his hands because he was showing something.
Oh, okay.
By the way, do you ever notice Leno when he pushes those cards aside? You know, when he does the news of the week or those news stories? You know, where they, hey, in the paper today. Yeah, and then hey. He slides the card out. He loves doing that, I think. It's like he thinks that's the only edgy thing he can do.
Oh, it's just any, it's like power.
Yeah, you throw it onto the floor. Yeah. Look at that. I don't give a shit.
I can move stuff with my muscular skeletal system. I can't tell a joke anymore.
Maybe I'm jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous of Leno, too. He's probably a nice guy.
You know, if they say you hate in others, hate's a strong word, you dislike in others what you see in yourself, I hope that's not true all the time because,
yeah,
well, I would not like what I was made up of.
Yeah, yeah.
And dislike, I said, because hate. You know, my mom, she really a lot of good things. I remember we were little. My mom said, you know, hate. Hate's a strong word. You have to love someone to hate them. Now, I don't know if there's her tag phrase was the best one, but
right.
But I get what she meant. Hate. It just sounds. You know what the thing about complaining is, and I will tell you this: it doesn't age well. What I mean by that is. A friend of mine's talking about his mom, and she's always complaining. And I went, is it that she's always complaining, or it's now that she's older, and maybe when she complains, you feel you want to fix it, or whatever it is? Could it just be when you're older, it doesn't – like when you're young and you're complaining, it's like you're young and you're complaining. But then when you're old, it just – I don't know. I think just stop yourself when you're young, because when you're older, it seems worse.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
No, I think that, well, it's I don't admit there's a chance I don't have anything to say to follow that. I complain like Henry.
Let's show him a little respect. The
guy was, hey. I know when I'm drawing a blank. Okay, I guess I could bow. Sure, okay, I'll bow. Roses. Roses don't seem necessary.
You know why? You know why I have everyone applaud you? Because you were in the moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not like Henry Phillips. Oh, he fucking drives
everything
nuts.
Everything he does is rehearsed.
Thank you.
I know.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't improvise a fart. So when Henry and I hang out and we complain nonstop, and it makes me laugh. To hear him complain, just all this, and we laugh really hard. So it depends on how
can I tell you something?
Perceive someone's complaining. I love it when Henry complains.
To George Carlin? To George Carlin, I'm so fucking glad. To George Carlin, that means the truth.
Okay.
I never break that truth. It could be something as weird as this, but I want you to know that I'm being genuine. That's
right.
To George Carlin. I'm glad you said that. Because I say this a lot on the podcast. When you say something, you forget that if it's not ironclad, then people go, well, I complain. So do I. Right. So I'm going to amend what I said a little. Because you can complain but still be positive in life.
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of comedians that complain or their acts where they complain, but there's still a positive energy to be around. That's what you want to be careful of. Even separate it from whether old people will do it or young people. You can complain about comedy and what you like and what you don't like. My brother's a teacher. He talks about teachers he respects, teachers he doesn't. But just don't write off life.
Right.
That's what you want to be
That's
weary of.
That's a different thing, yeah.
That's a different thing.
I think complaining is getting it out of your system. You got to have some out. That's all therapy is. It's complaining
well,
to
did you
a
ever
professional.
Notice, did you ever notice, I bet there's some running truth here, the comedians that vent on stage, that really use that, if that's what's in you, you know, that do it and use that platform to vent, are usually really nice and sweet and gentle off stage.
Yeah, like Eddie Pepitone type. People.
Seriously,
right.
or over the years, a lot of those guys. But the guys that have this fake happy act. Now, listen, if your act is silly, but you're doing it from a place of, like, I always say Steve Martin silly.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about that. But when you have rage inside of you and you have this campy fake act that you do in front of people, they're always the people that are miserable.
Yeah,
because they have that's not who you are, and you're not getting that out of your system.
Right.
But if you talk to a guy that's up on stage and getting it out of his system off stage, a lot of times they're pretty cool.
I agree with that fully.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm glad. I'm so fucking glad you said that. I know that seems like I'm overreacting a little, but, like, I don't want people listening to go, wait a second, we complain. Just still overall, at the end of all the complaining, you don't write off life.
That being said, people tell me I complain too much.
Find your passion and follow it. And if there is anything I have learned in my life, you will not find that passion in things. And you will not find that passion in money. Because the more things and the more money you have,
all right, shut up.
I mean, that's where people lose me.
Thank you.
Money doesn't buy happiness. But when you have it, it seems to rent happiness.
Well,
and then you run out of money, and then
do you mind if I put a little betting music behind you?
No, I don't.
You don't want it?
No, I don't mind.
Oh, you don't? Okay, good.
I mean, what kind of?
I don't want to do that. All right, let's refocus. Focus. Uh-huh. Money can rent happiness. Sure. We're going to talk about this, then we're going to take a break. I'm going to go get some fresh air, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
And
is Todd still doing coke?
No.
Oh, coke. Fresh air.
Hey, actual. I'll tell you.
Hey.
Have you ever coke?
I was really No, I mean.
I swear to God. From John Mulaney started this joke with, you know, the guy who wants coke, and he just. Yeah. Hints around at it. Then finally, when someone offers him coke, you do coke.
Yeah.
But I was literally just going to ask you, you do coke? Have you ever done coke?
Yeah, I've done.
It's all right. Your mother listens to the podcast. She's on the phone.
You make me sick.
Money. I have a theory on that. I mean, look, I don't like to give no shit theories. It's probably what you already know. But I try to. You don't want to be rich and bitter, because I have a theory. Once you go bitter, like I think of in this business, if you go bitter. It's a hypothetical fake situation to make a point. Right. Finally, you hold on. You try to be positive, and then one day, doesn't mean you can't get frustrated. It doesn't mean you can't get jealous. But overall, you have a positivity. Using us as an example in this business, that there's a lot of good in this business, especially for what we do. People listening, apply it to your own lives. That you still have an overall positivity about that. You know, you don't write off comedy or write off the. But you can complain, but. If you can have days where you get a little frustrated, but if one day you wake up and you just go, fuck it, you just turn into a bitter fuck, and the next day you get a call, you know, your show sold, they bought 100 episodes, they want to give you, now yeah, I feel like I'd have to go, fuck, now I'm going to be rich and bitter. Yeah. I don't think you can go back. Doesn't mean if all your problems are financially motivated, yes, then
okay, thank you.
Money will alleviate those problems. But if they're not, the thesis is no
in
shit.
In my life, or, you know, last 13 years of doing comedy or 14 or whatever, I the times that have been the hardest for me, it kind of stemmed from financial issues.
You're right. So, but
everything
if
else from that. And then something happens or I get a show or something and everything's great.
Those problems will be alleviated. And yeah. Yes, obviously. Yeah. Hey, I had this hypothetical the other day I have to say this to show you like where I'm at in my career to see why I would still take this. I put this out there for somebody. Would I? I think the answer is yes. Here's the question. I have a book coming out and I have a show. It's in the process of doing it with Comedy Central. So I have two things on the, what do you call it, on the
Todd's
plate.
Todd's Coma?
You don't know. It's called
I always like that idea.
I know. Yeah. It's called the Todd Glass Situation with Comedy Central.
Sure.
But, you know, we could do the pilot and then it might never go anywhere.
Yeah.
But right now I feel strongly about it. I feel very positive about the we just turned in the first script. It's I fucking like it.
Uh-huh.
And then the book and all that. If someone today said, I'll give you $250,000. To have 10%, the negotiation would be between, let's put it this way, between 5 and 15%. That's where I would let it range. The rest of my career, give me $250 today, would I take that? Now, you might think, some people would say, no, Todd, don't. I think I would, because a few things in my life, and I'm okay, I'm pretty organized with money, but there's a few things that would take instant weight off of my shoulders, some with my mom being able to just say, here, pay off your house, don't have that left. Would I take it? Even if in 5 months I went, shit, I should have never done it, I think I would.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Imagine that next day, just write that check. Boom, boom, clear my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, does anybody out there have $250,000? It's your mom.
She's called again?
She's on the phone right now.
Oh, God, I haven't talked to her.
Hello?
Yeah, Mom.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Oh, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to call in. I want to give Todd $250,000.
Hey, Mom, when are you going to star in Miss Doubtfire 2? Because that's the voice you're doing, you idiot. I told you not to call. Sorry.
That's the best voice.
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for a nanny with a rubber mask. Lives in San Francisco area.
This is why we're number one. This is why we're number one. This is why we're number one. Hey.
Whack, whack, whack.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. Now, you've never done this show before. I feel like now we're going to take a break and come back and take it to another level.
I'll be a different person.
Do you want to go around the board here before? Let's do this. This is before we take a break. Mm-hmm. We go around the board, and these are some things we played on old shows. This is Anka hit. No, that's Paul Anka.
We're going to play moments from past episodes?
No, just the jingles. Oh. I miss them.
Oh.
What's this down
You're
here?
Nostalgic for episodes. I know I stand in line until this is from a
you
have the time past.
You know what I think of when I hear this song?
Of a past episode of the show?
A guy laying in bed, and he wants to, and he's in the hospital bed, and he can't move at all, but he wants to sing a song, so they just shove a mic like next to him, and he sings like this.
Now let's. I know I stand in line until you think you have the time
to spend an evening with me. And he's sitting there.
They're putting an IV in his arm.
Yes. And if we go someplace to dance, and they're like, he's actually good.
Yeah. You won't be all right. Here's me. His fresh bedpan.
And afterwards we drop. See, I sometimes know what the listeners need. You know what they need? This. I started a joke which started the whole world crying. By the way, you know, remember
it's not really how you're supposed to react to a joke. Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's a really bad joke.
Maybe it's your joke.
Yeah.
Why are you going to blame the crowd?
Yeah. Maybe you're misusing the word joke. You're telling sad stories.
I know we said we're going to take a break. That's the trolley from
Mr. Rogers. Also, I don't know if you noticed, the stained glass window given to you is the same font as Mr. Rogers.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's supposed to be like the opening of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Oh.
What a way to go to break.
What are the
to find that out. To George Carlin. I noticed, because the way the letter goes down, now that I think about it in my head. So the window that says the Todd Glass Show is as some the font of the Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
That...
You're beaming.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. And I don't know why I said fucking, because it just delegitimizes where I
feel. Ratings are up, Todd.
Oh, you think it's the cursing? I fucking love that stained glass window.
Yeah, it's, fuck it. It's fuck. Cut. Fuck.
God.
Fuck. Shit.
Damn
fuck.
It.
Fuck.
Pick a
fuck.
Ninny.
Fucking old people.
Die.
Fucking bullshit.
Gold. Darn. Fast.
Young people. Rock.
Basil Duke and six spiggly food.
Fucking vagina filled with fucking cock.
God. Cunt.
Garbage.
Our show is for young people.
Sassafras and foggy.
Fucking balls and pussy.
Fucking bullshit.
I'm going to drown in pussy.
Why can't I swear? What did I say? Sassafras and...
Yeah, you seem to be having a hard time.
It's really weird. It's really, really fucking hard.
We'll be back. I know what people need to hear. Time in Georgia. We'll be back with Chris Fairbanks. Oh, it's going to be a fun show. Cotton picking time in Mississippi. Everybody picks on me. It's a round of time in Texas. Cowboys make whoopee. Down in old Carolina, boys, it's gal picking time for me. Yodelay, oh, yodelay, yodelay. They pick the bluegrass in old Kentucky. I like that. It's a nice, catchy tune.
What tune?
The dupes.
I'm the guy that
let me explain
holding
why
a mirror up to the process.
Let me explain why that. I think that's worth leaving in and explain why it's funny. Of course. So I forgot the song we just played. So we took a break, and then I forgot the song we played because we took like probably a 20-minute break, and then so I'm like, I don't know the song that we just played. I go, and so Aristotle goes, well, it doesn't matter what song, just know that song that we just played ended. I'll come in like I liked it. Whatever it was, I would like it or I wouldn't have played it. So we do all that talking. We turn the mics on, and I go, I like that song. And you do what you did.
Yes.
Oh, what song?
I don't recall hearing a song.
No, we heard it. Sure, lovely song.
It was quiet, and then you sat down.
I think I could find it here on the board, but maybe not. So I may as well not look for it. Okay, so I just got some fresh air. I feel nice.
Yeah.
It goes so quick. We did an hour. We have an hour. We have an hour.
Fresh air just... breezes by.
Illegalized fresh air, somebody tweeted me or emailed me. I like that. That's a great t-shirt. Can you make a stained glass window that says that? Legalized fresh air. I put a lot of pressure on you now.
Yeah, how
my mom would love a stained glass window
of this paragraph.
Yeah, how about I don't even show. How about
this is my favorite short story. It's a Walt Whitman. If you could just cut it out in glass in Helvetica font, that'd be great. Perfect block letters.
I put that in it. He does the first one. because he just feels guilty. And then I do it again the next week. I go, first of all, I know I can't say this soon because he's ready for me to go. I hope the guy don't fucking ask for another one. So he brings in the next one
immediately.
3 months later. You know, beautiful. And I just thank him.
Yeah.
I go, thank you. I don't say anything. I'm sorry to even do that to you, the second one. But then he thinks, all right, at least. Yeah. Then as he's leaving, just getting in his car, I go, God, my mom would love one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably, I don't know how much time she has left.
Yeah.
She's like, really, what does she want?
She really liked that poem from The Outsiders.
She was something so ridiculous that it would take him, like, she loves the Ten Commandments written out and with an
explanation. In Latin.
In Latin. All right. Listen.
She loves Latin.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
This song could be so calming. Can I recommend what people do for this song? And then, remember, we have to finish your story that you were telling about the editing of your premium blend special, which I thought was funny. But remind me to do that after this, please. I'm asking you to keep track of what's going on here. If you would just play this song and then walk around your house with a... just, I don't, like, know, a robe and a glass of wine?
Just a robe.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening.
Are you picturing it, everybody?
You look out the window and casually chuckle.
And if we go someplace. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh,
look.
You
look out the way. It doesn't even, there's nothing there.
Let's do it. Let's do it again. Okay. So you picture the guy come out of the bathroom with a robe, walks over to the window. And he casually chuckles.
It's not tied. His genitals.
And then
are
you'll let's
okay.
Let's not get that crazy. Well, what are the rules? We're a young show. Fuck. Fuckity fuck. 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 Fuck.
Fazzle Duke and Fazzle Frackett.
That's not how bad. Fazzle Fookin.
Everyone just 80-year-olds just tuned in.
I know I stand in line.
Does he light a cigarette right out? Right, like in the scene opens up.
Yeah.
As soon as he turns the corner, does he light a cigarette or does someone light it for him? Comes from out of nowhere.
Oh, just an off-camera arm lights it. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
so are people picturing it?
Uh-huh.
Guy turned into sort of like a scene from a movie, but it started as you could just do this in your own house.
Big,
whatever.
Big, nice place.
Though. Sure.
Big glass windows.
If we had any balls, we would spend the last 58 minutes explaining the house.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we Family Guy the fuck out of that?
It's modern but Victorian themed, if you can imagine that. It seems like a clash, but it's very beautiful. And by the way, this is a brand new robe.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
His dick is out.
If we go someplace to dance, I know that
walks over to the window,
looking out the window,
with me.
Casually chuckles
at nothing.
And afterwards,
well,
we drop.
Well, then we pan from the.
Let's explain it. So the crowd knows how it goes so far.
Yeah.
Let me explain. Turns the corner, lights up a cigarette, hand from out of nowhere. You got to remember that, everybody. Let's not just start all over. It's really put some. Remember most of it. Then he walks over.
It's an arm. It's an arm with a tuxedo sleeve on it. But you can see at like
not.
The armpit that it's just a severed sleeve, and the guy is naked.
Can we ask you to remember that detail?
Uh huh.
Okay. Now, then he goes over to the window. Now you said something I'm not crazy about, but I guess maybe it's funny. His dick is out. Is his dick really out?
I know. Okay. It doesn't have to. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that the robe was kind of casually tied.
Should it be honest, comedically, and don't be shy. Should you see his dick, or should it be like,
you know,
a raging boner?
I was ruined. Hey, if we're really going to make this good, he opens his robe on purpose. There's a boner there.
Uh-huh.
A flag shoots out of it, and it says, good morning to you on the flag.
Good morning to you.
Then he walks over to the window, uh-huh, and he casually chuckles.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we've been there already. Well, we did add a few details. So let's just take it over from the top.
Okay.
I'm exhausted. It's a lot of work.
That's tiring.
I feel like it is.
To be on that show, yeah.
Okay, here we go. To do this show, it's tiring.
Oh, a show. To be on a show, it's very tiring is what I meant. Not this one specifically.
Here we go.
There we go. Guy in a robe.
What's going on? Wait. Oh, I see.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
Pushing. That's the flag.
Uh-huh.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me.
Cigarette in the mouth.
Casually chuckles.
Yeah.
Then he walks over, lays on the sofa, and a hot girl walks in, or whatever he prefers.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to make all the bits asexual.
Yeah, yeah.
And another thing that thing's attracted to.
Caucasian or Asian.
Not even a guy. We shouldn't even have a guy walking in the room.
No genitalia. Someone comes in, they're
sans genitalia. Let's start the whole bit all over again.
It's like a Barbie doll person with no genitals.
It's not sexist to create it once one way and then later the other way. So let's just keep this.
I don't want to offend anybody.
No, Jesus Christ. Fresh air, it'll do you every time, won't it?
Yeah, I know. We shouldn't have gone outside. But if there's one tip I have for anyone, you want to stay smart, stay inside.
True a little. Stop running around. Like, that's why I like when Howard Stern says.
It's true a tiny bit.
People go hiking and camping. Fucking relax.
Yeah.
Just stare at the walls.
Yeah.
You know what? I understand the thing that I do to get my adrenaline rush is the laziest way to get it. I get the adrenaline. Their listeners might figure it out before you do.
Right.
Premium blend story. Remind me to talk about it next.
Okay.
That's all I've asked you, Chris.
Okay.
I asked you one thing and one thing only.
I have one job here.
Is there anything you want to plug?
Well, I have a premium blend that aired in 2003.
Let's talk about
that. Well, what a great segue.
So the bit's over with the robe.
And
done.
This is kind of along the lines of editing after the fact. When you do premium blend, and you were talking about,
By the way, it seems like before we got to this story, which we're going to, didn't we have one other little thing to finish? What was it? We were just talking about it. Let's try to remember.
Okay. It was something to do with a song playing during the break.
You're going way back.
Yeah, I'm going way back. Okay.
Well, I didn't ask to go back hour ago.
I turned left on the way to the studio.
No, now you're going further.
Oh, okay.
You're going further
I'm
back.
Going before the podcast started.
Yes, you're going before the podcast.
Okay. I remember what it was.
Okay, what is it?
I was an infant and I came out of my mom's
vagina. Now you're going way back.
Yeah,
okay,
I went back too far.
Chris, if I can't stop you, you're not helping.
Now.
No,
Chris. Inked my foot, put it in a book.
Okay, Chris, stop.
Okay.
Hello, you're in a safe zone.
Thank you.
You're going further back, and you're not taking a chance to think about it, you're just going further and further.
Yep.
You just went like, okay, I'm looking for what I was just talking about right before.
Someone dug up a dinosaur bone. We decided.
All right, now this is getting.
All right. Okay. I don't remember what it was.
You know what we need right now?
Yeah.
This is what you just did. No, it isn't, but it is funny.
I know we have a time to send the thing in the
I started a joke which started the whole world crying.
And by the way, motherfucker, guess what I just found the song. That's the song that I forgot what it was, and I would just go, oh, that was a good song, and you came on and goes, what was it? Well, this is it.
A peach picking time in Georgia?
Yeah.
What a weird, I mean, come on.
Yeah, who wants to go there? Hey, yeah. I heard it's peach picking time in Georgia.
Oh, let's go do labor by our own choice.
Yeah. Hey, when do some couples talking about where they're going to bring the kids. You know what? It's peach picking time in Georgia.
Oh, they're going to love it.
Oh, they're going to fucking love it.
And to think we almost went to Disneyland or somewhere they'd like. They would love to climb
bit,
a ladder. And
for this bit, let's make the kids 46.
Okay.
And then the parents are like, whatever age would it be to have kids that were 46?
Sure, sure. Well, I would say at least 20, 25 years older than them.
Well, or 20. Back then, they would fuck. They were fucking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, everybody was fucking.
Everyone was fucking. Had a lucky rabbit's foot in their pocket, and they fucked like that foot.
Yeah, how about they always talk about...
They fucked like the animal that used to have that foot.
So when you do... We were talking about on premium
That's
blend.
Why they say I'm going to get lucky tonight. It goes back to how rabbits used to fuck.
Well, you're probably right.
Did you know that?
I don't totally understand what you're talking about, but I think...
Well, there's a phrase that says, I'm going to get lucky tonight.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it's about getting late. It goes back to when they used to cut the feet off rabbits.
I know I stand in line until think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
Okay, his dick's out.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know.
Flag came out of his pee-pee.
Yep, it says, good morning. Oh, look at that picture window.
And afterwards,
why not glance out at
it?
He walks over and sits on the sofa.
Sure. Who walks in then?
Who walks in then?
A genitalless visitor.
That's where we were at with this bit.
Okay.
For some reason.
Now, see, we found it, right?
Well, for some reason, which, by the way, just so you know what I say, organized chaos. This is, it's good if it's organized.
Yeah.
Yes, it got a little unorganized, but what I was talking about. For some reason, I thought that it went sexist the bit because I was because I'm high.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it didn't at all. It just happened to be a guy.
You're sensitive.
It could be a girl walking in the room with her pussy hanging out. I just said guy because it seems less sexist that way.
Hanging? I mean, I don't
well,
know.
It depends. This girl's yeah. pussy. I'll tell you what. You know, hey, I'll tell you her pussy was hanging all over the place.
Made me
you know?
Want to buy new drapes.
Hey, I'll tell you. You know, hey. This girl's pussy used to make scratch noises on the carpeting. Yeah. Hey, I don't even know what that meant. You know.
Need an extra strength pulley system.
I'll tell you this girl's,
for these curtains.
I'll tell you this girl's pussy, you know? I'll tell you, it's all right, you know?
I was on a radio show in some random town. You called in, started doing... I didn't know you did all these celebrity copies.
I don't. After I hear James do them, I could do a few of them.
Uh-huh.
But I can do like...
You're good at them and you would never do them on stage.
I don't do them on stage because I don't... Like Colin Quinn, you know, like I can have moments of doing Colin Quinn. But guess what? I also can have moments...
When I was on this radio show and I was in a random time,
All right, I have to tell you the truth.
I was in Omaha.
I hang
and you
out.
Came in and you did these amazing impressions. You don't do that.
Were you in the room?
Oh, that wasn't you?
I hang out with... Jerry Seinfeld, and then I'll hang out with like Colin Quinn, and then and sometimes like Andy Kindler will be there, and Zach, and then I feel horrible telling you this, and then they do it for me because they feel Todd's not had the success we've had, and so we call in these radio stations,
Seinfeld,
and they do the voices, but it's not really, but I say it's me, but it's not me.
You're fucking. That's don't. I'm not someone that's going to believe this.
Okay, I made it up.
Okay, good.
I made it up.
This is
you got
you
me
doing
nervous.
The voices.
I do, yeah. But what voices do I actually do? I can do Colin Quinn, Rodney, but I'm not going to do Rodney. That's like that would be.
You did do Rodney.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore. Now that I think about it, no. I mean, I'll do it. I won't do it as a planned thing. But if I'm in the mood to do Rodney, I don't want to have a part of my act where I go, all right, every night I do Rodney Dangerfield because it's like I wouldn't want to do it every night. But sometimes I'm in the mood to do it because it's a fun voice to do.
It's fun.
But that
Everyone
makes sense. What I just
it.
Said, if you think about it.
That you'd be hanging out with all these celebrities?
No,
in a room?
The part about not wanting to do it like in my act.
Oh,
every
yeah,
night.
Of course.
If I'm in the mood.
I'm
in the mood now. You know what I'm talking about? I'll tell you, it's all right, you know?
Vagina that made me want to mop my floor.
Hey, thank you. I'll tell you, that girl's vagina made me want to mop a floor. Matter of fact, if I was really doing those jokes as Rodney, I would hire you because you get it. That's a good one. We thought those vagina hanging on the
floor. I don't even know if that makes sense.
When it comes to the vaginas hanging on the floor, you know, we were both making them. I'll tell you, her vagina, I ran out of them. So I would have, yes, if you submitted that to me, like I needed more vagina, you know, hey, it's Rodney. I need some more vagina hanging on the floor jokes, you know. Yeah. People expect them in my act now.
I would
buy that one off of you because I think it would go over.
I'm getting a lot of information right now that there's a spike in female listenership. Mm-hmm.
Because we talk about cock and pussy and we make people laugh and get sexual.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why this show is, I found my niche.
Yeah, so erotic.
Oh, did you ever listen to the Todd Glass show? My vagina feels good or penis feels good. Either way, fine.
Yeah.
When I listen to that show, it makes me laugh, but I also get like sexual. That's what people are saying.
Yeah, a lot. That's the word around town. And man, it's a small town.
Listen,
smaller town.
Your premium blend. So we were talking about when you do these premium blends. There's part. Let me just say this real quick.
Sure.
One thing that started it was that led to Chris's funny anecdote. I'm trying to lower the expectations here. To tell you the truth. No, I don't want to do this bit.
It's not that good of a story.
That's exactly what I was telling you. But I don't even like that as a bit.
That's right. Well, I don't like it either, but I took over and I redid the bit.
You're so... Wait a second. Stop.
Uh-huh.
Did you really know that that's where I was going to go?
You're high right now. You're paranoid.
Of course I am.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think it's paranoid. I think that's just saying you're very... That would be very aware of you to know that that's the path I was taking it, and then I pulled back.
Intuitive. I have a... Okay.
Listen, you're not answering me. I'm high, but I know you're not... Did you know that's where I was going to go? Or were you just thinking like me?
Yeah, no, I knew that. I knew you were going there.
You think I'm overthinking it, but I'm not.
We got similar brains.
Hey, look at me. Don't ever give up on yourself. I know your parents don't tell you, but you're fucking talented.
It seems like this is coming from nowhere.
It's coming from me to you. If you want, I'll edit out of this stupid show. I don't even care. But Chris, you're funny, and you need to know it.
My parents tell me I'm funny all the time.
They don't tell you enough.
Well,
there's something about them. I don't trust them. I want to adopt you. I'm going to adopt you, and I'm going to raise you right and give you the confidence you need. I'm going to adopt every one of you motherfuckers in here. I already got the paperwork. I didn't know how to tell you.
All right.
I've adopted. I've called all your parents. Shh. I'm legally your father starting Monday.
That explains this contract in front of me. Thank I thought you were going to offer me
sign
a job.
It!
I did already in blood. I went ahead and took the liberty.
So on those shows,
I have a pen with blood in it.
When they edit those shows, like if they'll make a joke that's sexist, they'll cut to a woman in the audience laughing.
Yeah, or
at a different joke.
They'll zoom in cartoonishly on a black guy.
Yeah, insinuating, well, he laughed at that joke. Yeah. Meanwhile, he might not have. The odds are they took him laughing at another joke 20 minutes ago, and then they go, oh, the black guy or the woman. But like, I wanted to do a special where we parodied that, and if I made a Jewish joke, it starts with a guy in the audience Jewish with a yarmulke.
Yeah.
A little over the top.
Sure.
Then it cuts to a guy in the audience again. But then the third joke, I make a joke about a Mexican, and it cuts to a Mexican in a field with a donkey laughing. That's how it started.
And that's
I love that you told us.
Okay, and so when I did my premium blend for Comedy Central, I know they edit that way. They messed up my name. D.L. Hughley I can't say his name either, but he didn't say my name right.
D.L. Hughley is actually doing our show. When's D.L. Hughley doing the show, Young Jake? When is he going to be in here? When is he coming in?
Hughley's coming in August 24th.
August 24th. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a good show.
Anyway, he was really drunk, and he said my name wrong and brought me up. And he said, but I came out anyway. I was nervous. I was ready to go. And then they waved. It's like, no. But I started. So the next day I had to go back and just shoot walking out to the mic and grabbing them. They said, just grab the mic out of the mic stand like you're going to
do. Was there an audience?
They put like 10 people up front as like real people, but like props. And so I put my watch on the wrong wrist, and I didn't put anything in my hair. So I have an afro, and then all of a sudden it shrinks down and my watch jumps to the other wrist at the start. But while the people were there, I said, can I please sit in the front row? And can you please go to me laughing at myself, wearing the exact same clothing? Just a quick shot of me, the opening joke, and then just point. And then
they
said no. They were going to do it, and they were setting up the camera for it. And whoever was in charge of that show, that woman, I can't remember her name, but she was like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to hold a mirror up to the way this show is edited, which I think is in a very manly.
Can I tell you what it says about her? Seriously? Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to talk about this for maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah.
First of all, before I talk about the serious part of it, did you know you did that on purpose? Like, did you wear your watch on the other hand just to?
Oh yeah.
No, and it could have been where they went. They had a picture and they said wet his hair down and switch his watch, but no, it just got by everybody.
They didn't do anything. No one was paying attention. And I took advantage of it. I should have thought of something better.
Let me tell you something. The subtlety that I love. That was the parachute pants thing. He liked that. Now let's talk about that woman. And that woman could be anybody. She represents this person.
Yeah.
There's a million of her. Mm-hmm. And what it says about the other people. A lot of people could have put the kibosh on that. Mm-hmm. But the others, even if they didn't know if they were going to use it or not, they got that it was funny.
The crew loved it. The camera guy.
Because their instincts.
That's hilarious.
By the way, it was probably just coincidental that there was five or six people or four on the crew that happens in life. That's how you make your friends that all thought, that's funny. Like, we don't know if it'll make it or not, but that made them laugh. That's a really funny idea. And the woman didn't. Yeah. Boy, would I love to find out, hey, I could be completely wrong, but it'd still be an interesting thing. What are those four people doing?
Right.
And what is she doing?
Right now.
I hope. I would love so much, and it probably doesn't mean it happens, to at least find out that the four people are in, like, working on cool creative shows.
Yeah.
I don't care if I found out she's rich and loaded from what shows.
Right.
Like, what did her path take her?
Yeah,
and
she's
what did
making, like, different housewives
she could be
of
loaded.
Orange County or what, you know. I hope she's making something.
Could she be the head writer on 30 Rock? You know, but those things happen, but that was not a representation of who she was. But the majority. Best, she could be loaded. That's at best. I don't write that off, but from shit shows.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see what the other four are doing. She wouldn't shoot it.
I know.
Because she had no fucking idea how funny that is.
And then
how fucking funny would have that been to be, by the way, you might be the first person to do that on your special.
Well,
and boy, would that let
funny.
An audience make you, if I was home watching
it
that.
It would have stood out. It would have been great.
I would have
career
loved,
would be different.
You know what?
Fuck this lady. I watched Steve Burns special.
And Steve Burns, like, everyone, give it up for my brother. He's wearing a military outfit. Either his brother is a twin or he did it times 10 because he made everyone clap and believe that it was someone else. But if that's him, I don't know if you guys know, but it's him in a suit. He's got a twin brother.
That's brilliant.
That was in the military. Put it together for our troops, and he just stands up. As far as I know, it's just him in a suit, and everyone claps, and then he moves on. He doesn't make a joke.
That's great either
way. I want to find out if that's his brother or if he's funny.
Yes. God bless the troops.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, not you. I know you're not saying that.
Oh, I tie a ribbon around the old oak tree.
Tie a yellow ribbon around my pussy or vagina.
That's right.
It's a young show.
That's right.
Look at us.
There's genitals everywhere in here, kids.
Jake, do we just have a boost in our ratings?
Uh-huh.
Podcast Association just came in, Todd.
Thank you. This is how quick I knew it. I knew cursing would work.
Happened immediately?
Number 2.
Edit that out and put in number 1. I'm not kidding. Say number 1. Hey, where'd we come in?
Number 1, Todd.
Say it more happy. And take the echo out of his voice. No, seriously. Edit this out. I swear to God. And then I'm going to come in. I'm going to ask him. I don't want people to think we're number 2. As stupid as this is. I mean, just say we're number 1, Jake. Jesus. It's okay. Just you'll come in. You'll say it. No one will know. Watch this. Already I'm telling you the ratings are scooping, you know, going up on this. God damn it, why does he scoop? It doesn't even matter now. I'm overthinking it. I'm doing
you
this.
Got
I'm,
you got
this,
it.
Okay, here we go.
How are the ratings, Todd?
Ratings are pretty. Hey, now that we're cursing more, young Jake, where are we at?
Number 1, Todd.
Holy fuck.
There you go, number 1. Look at us. Thanks. I'm all friendly the next time. All right, listen, what's this? I know I stand in line until you think. Cigarette you got lit time. By the fake tuxedo.
Sure. Picture window. What is he looking at?
His dick comes out.
Uh-huh.
Well, you see his dick.
Slowly. And we zoom in at this point.
That's when
a flag slowly pops out. Not quick like a toy gun. Slow reveal. Flag from the urethra. It unfurls.
What's it say?
Good morning.
Then he goes over, walks to the couch.
Yeah.
Lays down.
Uh-huh.
And somebody walks in with a tray.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of hors d'oeuvres.
And on that tray is grilled cheese sandwiches cut in fours.
Uh-huh.
There's some steam coming off of them. I don't know how they do it.
Dry ice.
Yes, dry ice. And he has a dry ice. The guy who serves the grilled cheese sandwiches has a dry ice hat with a lights in it to change colors. Yeah.
And a giant name tag that says, Ted, the dry ice salesman.
Okay, so he's taking pieces of the grilled cheese and eating them. And the next one has pieces of grilled cheese with a piece of prime rib, but the type of prime rib that will melt in your mouth. For our vegan listeners, a carrot cake with, or a rice cake with a piece of vegetable on it. To make it all work. But then he's eating it. And then what happens now? He's laying there. Obviously, he's eating his hors d'oeuvres.
He chokes and dies like Elvis.
I got sad.
Hey, I mean...
Can we change it a little, dude?
No, I think that he has to have an explosive vomit and diarrhea death on a toilet. And he's
all right, let's finish. He goes over to the toilet.
No, he's dead.
Oh, I was going to react it now.
He's
but
dead on the couch.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, that happens on the couch.
Can we make him live? I like any bit where people live. Even that technically, between me and you, the bit's over, right? Wink, wink. But now let's just for the hell of it. Oh, my God.
What? He's getting up.
He's getting up.
Wow.
He's not dead.
Oh, that was just a weird prank where he made diarrhea and vomit shoot out of his body via some packs that he's pushed. He's not dead at all. That was a trick. He knew we were watching.
No, we don't need to shoot him laughing at himself. We're very busy today. Not shooting him laughing at himself. That doesn't even... make any sense. Who knows what she said behind your back? Because let me tell you something.
That's really funny.
We're going back to okay.
When put in front of a board, let's say there's no comedy, there's no math to comedy. So what we do is we trust it to the greats.
Your brain just kicked in like a screensaver on a computer. Yeah. When we were talking about something.
I know. I thought
the
about it.
The computer shut off, and then all of it was all of a sudden there's a moving picture of what we were talking about ten minutes ago.
We were doing the bit about I know it. Doing that, and then I got tired of it, and I thought about that woman again.
Yeah,
because
she's rich.
Forget about guessing where they're at in their career. That was just a fun side game for me. But then there's to her. That's either we don't have a gauge what's funny and what's not. I get it, but we leave it up to. Usually when you put a group of 10 comedians in the room, we overall agree on the same comics that are funny. Overall. Well, there might be a few where you go, oh, I don't see that person. But overall, we agree. Yeah. So we put it in front of that. That bit with shooting yourself. Look, if someone did it already, that I get. If someone goes, oh, Chris, that is a great idea, but someone did it. Yeah. That we're not what we're talking about. We're talking about is it a good idea, whether you thought of it or anybody. And the answer is in front of a lot of course that's fucking a great idea. If you asked any comedian, should I do that in my special, and you were the first one, they'd be like, yes. Yeah. So that bit is either really funny or it's really stupid. It doesn't make any sense. So that's why I go back to her.
Everyone wanted to do it. Everyone wanted to do it.
She's going to laugh at themselves. Doesn't even make sense.
In what world would there be two of you?
No, I don't get it. He's up on stage. We're not going to start break. Why don't we just break down all the motherfucking walls? All right, I'm done.
She wouldn't do it.
You know what I hope she's doing? Here's what I hope. I don't like to wish people ill, and I'm not going to. I hope she's healthy. Seriously. I mean, to George Carlin, healthy. Huh. Feels good for whatever the reason. Even last year, she got on this kick and she turned into a health nut. And she's juicing. She feels great. She doesn't have any children, but she's happy. She has a boyfriend, or she's married. Either way, that way could go.
But she has like a horrible body hair problem.
No, she lives because of her choices and who to respect and who not to respect. They live in a van. But they're healthy.
Yeah,
I think that's nice of me.
She's healthy and happy. Actually,
they're happy.
She's spiritually fulfilled and become a better person.
They have no...
She couldn't make rent.
They have reaped none of the benefits of a forward-thinking person in the entertainment business. So they live in a van. They sell candles on the beach. Mm-hmm. And once in a while, they fuck in front of people for $10.
They have like a live fuck show.
Yeah, they have a live fuck
on
show.
On Venice Beach.
Well, they go to Venice. They go. It's not really in Venice Beach. They get kicked out. It's up. They have to go all the way up to this place over near Ventura.
Yeah.
And the people pull their car up and they turn the lights on and then they'll fuck in front
of you. No one even gets out of the car.
It's like Glacier
Park. People just turn on their headlights.
Thank you. I went up. I tell you, I wanted to see it. Now it's changed a bit. I actually saw it.
Okay.
And I felt bad. I gelled the car lights so they didn't just look so bad in the bright car lights. Other people were high beaming them.
You drive off and you pull a sweaty, crumpled dollar bill at them, and they know it's worth it.
I go, huh? What do you think about that? Not liking that idea from Chris Fairbanks. Huh? What are you doing now? Fucking in the headlights in front of people. The ratings are going up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ratings are up.
The ratings are up.
Oh, wow. All we have to do
this is what we do. We should. Yeah. Fuck. Look at them fucking. Fuck.
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 Roadside sex show.
I'm sorry. You know what? We got to play better music.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's our problem. I need to have no bullshit. You know, maybe something. What time is it?
8:15.
Is it really?
Yeah. I gotta go. I gotta
shut up. Don't worry where you have to go.
Comedy.
Just be in the moment.
Dildo shop. Comedy.
I'm not drunk.
Hey kids, you like drinking? Let's drink and get fucked up every week together. Look, we smoke pot on this show. We drink. We're like you. Ha! Yeah. Woo! How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great.
I guess there's a young. Look at this. People that work on the show. 19, 20. It's a young show, motherfuckers. Fucking suck it. Eat pussy a lot.
Everything we're doing is so current.
Look at it. Look at us. Look at the. Oh, I like pussy. I like whatever you like to do. Whatever you like to touch.
Yeah.
Making very. Very asexual.
Touch the heck out of it.
Touch the heck. Take that and touch it and touch it and touch it. Touch it until it comes.
That's how the kids are.
We're touching. Look at them touching what they like to touch and doing shit to the person that they love.
Yeah, they love listening to us talking about them doing the shit and touching the shit they like. Yeah, fucks. Those fucking kids. Let's talk about what they fucking like to touch and do.
Yeah.
Now you're listening, aren't you? Now that it's all about you, you selfish little shit fucks. Yeah, now it's all about you and the things we assume you do.
Can I tell you?
Fucking on the side
that
of the road.
That kicked in. It lets you, like, fuck. What did you give me? Hash?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. I had, like, a half of a hit. I go, that's it. I'm a... And then I thought, I think it, 10 minutes later, I didn't feel anything. Yeah. Now, it's perfect for me. You know why? I like to be, like, sometimes to get high, but still be aware of my surroundings. And I like to float, but an inch off the ground. That way, if I ever need to, boom, touch the ground. I don't want to be 5 feet off the ground and then need to come back, and it takes too long. I need to be a second away.
My fantasy is flying.
Well,
call back to the hour ago.
Remember what Bill Hicks, his joke? If you think you can fly, start from the ground.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening.
That's the kind of joke that would start the whole world crying. Sorry.
You know what Bill Hicks said? Maybe they would have right. That would have been better bumper music. Hey, you know what Bill Hicks said? We'll just edit this. Just mark this down and we'll pick the best one.
Dog ear it.
You know what? Just come right back in. Throw me. Okay, just.
Throw you a.
Okay, here we go. You know what Bill Hicks said? If people think they can fly. You know what they should do? They should start from the ground.
I started a joke.
You like it better like that?
Yeah.
No? Ay, ay, ay. I don't want to keep editing this, but you're right. Maybe try something else. Be honest with me. It's worth a minute. We'll just edit out the bad ones.
Sure, sure.
Do me a favor so it seems natural when we go back and fill this in. Feed me the Bill Hicks. What did you say about Bill Hicks? You said something about, you think you can fly.
Right.
So you
right.
like to be so high you think you can fly. Throw me.
Right,
start
right.
with that.
You want to be an inch off the ground, but I want to be so high that I think I can fly.
You know, it's funny. Bill Hicks used to say, if you think you can fly, start from the ground.
I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking.
What do you think of that? No?
No, it worked. It worked.
No, you don't, but say you didn't think it worked, because then we get to keep doing the bit.
Oh, right. No, it worked in a
weird, dumb
with
way.
With old people that don't understand what the show's about.
Old people suck. Old people suck. Old people suck. Old people suck.
Fuck old people.
Old people suck. Fuck old people.
Yeah, we're all rubbing up on whatever you like to do.
Hey, I'm 45 years old. I have a lot to offer. Yeah, why don't you offer shutting the fuck up?
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. I'm 30 years old. I'm not 20 anymore. You youngins. Hey, who wants to hear you talk, you 30-year-old?
Shut up, you old man.
Yeah.
Early bird bingo game.
Go play Pong and die.
Oh, Pong was the best video game they ever had.
It's captivating. Hey, I'm 20, and I wake up every morning with an orgy as a blanket.
Thank you. Go to sleep. I'm 38.
That's like shotgun to the pharmacy.
I'm 40. I have a gray hair.
Yeah. Look at me. I have the beginnings of gray hair. Then die already. We don't need gray hair in the world.
Yeah. Put on a hat or get in a coffin. Yeah,
put on a put on a hat or get in a coffin. Put on a hat or get in a coffin. Am I right, ladies?
I could just dye it, I suppose.
Stop. The adjuncts, that's not the right word. The position of the woman, the poor woman, to take the ridiculous bit, which has to have no make sense at all. That's the only way you have the heart to do it. And take that you have good beginnings of gray hair. Why don't you fucking jump in? Put a hat on or get in a fucking coffin. Yeah. And then the woman.
Well, I guess I could dye my hair.
I feel bad for her. She's like, oh my God. She's not even arguing to hide it. But like, is the hat or getting in a coffin my only option? She thinks, well, I could.
Yeah, I could dye my hair if it helps. I'd buy a $7 box of hair dye if it helps me relate to the youth.
You have the beginnings of gray hair, so I'm going to tell you something. Put a fucking hat on or get in a coffin.
You should be dead that in certain light I can tell your original color is fading.
Back to her.
Well, I guess that I could buy some hair dye and maybe make my hair closer to the original color.
You have the beginnings of gray hair. I want you to either put a fucking hat on or jump in a goddamn coffin.
Even though it's not all the way gray yet.
Oh, well, I don't know if I necessarily... Well, couldn't I just... I'll shave my head, but I don't know if I think it seems a little much.
I don't like doing the old woman. You do her better. You yeah, make her. You make her feel more.
My woman sounds homey. My fake woman macrame is a lot. I don't hear a lot of laughing from Pat.
I know. Are you holding it in? Are you guys holding it in?
No,
you guys are.
You know
I'm
what?
Having a blast.
We are having.
You're what?
I'm having a blast, Todd.
You're having a blast listening to this podcast.
Which is where is the podcast in the ratings right now?
We're number one. We're number one. Hey, email. Remember to remind me to next week. I want to do the thing with the new songs that we got. Okay. I'm going to tell you, I didn't think that was funny when Chris did it. I don't want you to start typing. I just want you to just silently write it down. That's annoying every time you do it. I don't know why you're doing it because he used to do the same thing. Okay.
Maybe
I'll leave this in. Don't edit this out. Cause this is try to explain to him why I think that's annoying. You know what I want him to do? Just want him to write it down.
Right.
And he has this old typewriter that he... Explain
it's
why
not
it's bad.
So much that it's an Thank old you. Typewriter that does make a lot of noise. He insists on playing that song as he types.
Thank you.
It's the song that he plays while typing. I understand.
The more you talk, he'll just keep typing what we're saying.
It almost seems like it's getting louder.
It does seem like it's getting louder. Maybe that's because I accidentally started turning. This show is fun. What time is it?
I gotta go to the dildo
Just wait.
Shop
yeah,
to
you
do
got,
my comedy concert.
What time?
It's fucking 8:23.
Oh,
thank you.
Snatch.
Fucking the time, man. It's 8:23.
Is that what kids say?
Yeah, fucking snatch. Fucking fuck it.
Fuck yeah.
It does it. Our new show, when we curse, it's empowering because we're not dumb. We're intelligent when it comes to our social views, but now that we curse, it's fucking no wonder kids listen to us because it's like fuck it. Sometimes that expresses yourself. You can't do it if you can't go fuck the shit. Fuck it. Fuck it! Fuck that shit! Pussy!
Yeah.
Oh, people that love pussy, but they can't get it as much as they want, or girls, or people that like to touch other things on other people, and they can't touch it enough and get what they want and get the other person to touch what they have while they're touching what the other person has, and then they kiss each other, whatever, and downstairs they just touch what they like to touch.
Yeah, just...
When they can't get it on their own, like, we give it to them. Touch what I can't touch! Yeah. Ah, fuck it! Fuck each other.
Yeah, that's what kids want.
No, that's
in
why they
nutshell.
Like our show.
Yeah, that's why they listen.
I cannot believe
talk about them
episode.
Possibly
we
touching.
We figured it out.
There, all you kids out there are just playing a big sweaty game of poke and tickle. And we love it here. Even though a lot of us are above 20, we get it and we're with it. We just want to be invited. God, it's that song. It's the song.
You can't help it.
I wish he figured out another way to dictate what we're saying. Music. Martin Shorthand. All right. Who's gonna catch my pain? You demanding old asshole.
Yeah.
And who's gonna give me the chance to feel brand new?
How about you start by working on yourself?
Yeah. Well, that right after he sings that song, someone should hand him a mirror. Was that Kenny Rogers?
Let's start the show.
Okay. Oh my God, that
Very
was a rehearsal.
Funny guy, Todd Glass.
That was the longest cold opening we've ever had.
Oh my God, we just started recording.
Yes. You have time?
I'm exhausted. I mean, I got a concert at a dildo convention.
Oh, you know what?
Man, I really want to come on that.
Oh, you really have no more time?
I gotta go.
That means we can't do a show today. I'm not even lying.
I can.
That was a cold opening.
We can reschedule. I thought you were recording the last 2 hours.
Oh my God, I'm not joking. That was a cold opening. You have no time to do a show.
I mean, to be honest, I'm beyond warmed up.
Do you swear to God?
I'm kind of tired.
God, it's mad.
so that we have no show. I'm not bullshitting you. That was a cold opening. I get it.
Well, then, at this point...
So we don't have a show.
I have no choice right now but to be a little frustrated that you wasted my time. That you wasted my time and you weren't recording.
Hey, everybody, guess what? There's no show today. There's no show today.
Talking out of my ass, and you don't know how to push a red button with your fat sausage fingers? What kind of a fucking operation is this? I came to do a podcast, Todd. I know you're one of my superiors and you're a comic I looked up to, whatever the fuck. I came here to do a fucking podcast, all right?
Well, there's no show today.
You weren't fucking recording.
Well, you have to leave.
This whole, you're goddamn right I'm leaving. You're goddamn right.
Well, then there's no show.
And we're not going to record anything.
There was a cold opening.
That's
yes, everything
bullshit.
We talked about
That's
will be...
bullshit.
Every-
I came to do a show. Don't interrupt me. I came to do a show, and you're supposed to fucking record. And we were recording, and I'm fucking out here. I got shit to do.
We had the cold opening, and everything we talked about was in it. But we don't have a show. We have a cold opening without a show, so...
Voila de fucking da, Todd.
Hi. I know that was a little alarming. Chris was a little upset. We did talk later, and he felt really bad. He was just really confused. He didn't understand that... Although there's no show today, and I apologize, this is the first time this has ever happened. There's no show today. We do have the cold opening, which was the longest cold opening we ever had. There's just no show today. But we're going to have Chris back on. He was a lot of fun, and it's not his fault that there's not a show today. But we hope you enjoyed the cold opening, and I just wanted to apologize that there's no show. But again, the cold opening with Chris was so much fun. And we did talk later. He absolutely wanted him to come back on the show. But sorry there's no show. Have a nice day. Bye, everybody.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.